Hello, my name is Guillaume. I'm 18 years old and I'm studying machining in the Haddon de Craponne Vocational High School. I would like to tell you about my workshop and why safety is a very important issue both at school and in the work placement. In this presentation, I'm going to demonstrate that in the workshop you have to know how to use safety equipment, how to recognize signs, how to be aware of potential hazard, and how to follow instructions. Let's start with the safety equipment which has to be used in the workshop to protect workers. As you can see, we usually wear overalls, helmet and gloves, safety glasses, earmuffs, and safety shoes for protection. Now, to talk about safety sign, I would say that they are meant to give the adequate warning of an unsafe situation. There are five different types of sign depending the shape and color they have. Let's have a look at each one. A green rectangle gives you information about safe conditions. This is a safe condition sign. For example, it tells you where can find an emergency phone. A red rectangle points out where the firefighting equipment is kept. It is called a fire sign. You can see in this example where the fire extinguisher is located. A blue circle tells you that you must do something. This is a mandatory sign. In this example, you have to wear safety glasses. A yellow triangle warns you of something dangerous. This is a warning sign, warning you, for example, against a potential electrocution. A red circle with a line through tells you that you must not do something. This is a prohibition sign. This area, for example, it's no smoking area. As you may know, there are many potential hazards in the workshop. If you don't follow the safety procedure, you might be in the trouble. For example, you might damage your hearing with the very low noise. You might sleep on the greasy floor, or you might cut yourself with the cutting tool. That's why you have to be careful when you operate a machine. You must comply with the safety instruction, and we must learn to follow the safety procedure of each machine, like on this left, for example. I hope I manage to promote safety in the workplace, and as a conclusion, I would say the teacher and tutors are very strict on safety. This is what we learn first about the job, and as they say, safety starts with you. Thank you for listening.